Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He's a wily old character.
James, I do apologise, but I'm going to have to stop you there because we have to go back to Simon Marks. Simon, you've got some tragic news. Simon, are you there? Actually, Simon's not quite there yet, but it does appear that Charlie Kirk has died. Simon is there. Simon, I gather that Charlie Kirk has died.
I'm afraid that that is the news that we have to convey now from Washington, D.C., Ian. President Trump, as we were wrapping up our last conversation just a few moments ago, has taken to social media to write, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us." The president concludes his statement by saying, "Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." So Donald Trump, within the last couple of minutes, making the announcement to the nation that Charlie Kirk, the leader of Turning Point USA, one of the most prominent figures within Donald Trump's Make America Great Again movement, a man whom, as the president indicated in that statement, had mobilized hundreds of thousands of young Americans in support of Donald Trump's populist right-wing approach to politics. Charlie Kirk has died as a result of the shooting that took place just within the last hour and 45 minutes at Utah Valley University. Charlie Kirk at the time was addressing a crowd on the campus at the beginning of what he was describing as his Prove Me Wrong tour, a tour designed to promote what he was arguing is Donald Trump's American comeback that the president has delivered since returning to power back in January. And the tragedy of this is that this was supposed to be an opportunity for people to challenge Charlie Kirk with rhetoric and with questions in the public square. And it's worth underscoring that while there is no question about the nature of Charlie Kirk's politics and his commitment to Donald Trump's cause, he did make efforts to engage in debate and discussion. He was at the Democratic Party's convention last year, caused a real stir when he walked onto the floor of the Democrats' nominating convention, their presidential convention that they hoped was going to send Kamala Harris on the path towards the presidency, and was confronted immediately as soon as he walked onto the floor of that convention by a young Democrat grassroots supporter who really pushed back at the notion that he should even be there. And Charlie Kirk said, "Look, I'm just here to listen. I'm just here to learn." Now, there will be others who will argue that, in fact, what Charlie Kirk was there to do was to foment that kind of viral conversation that he could then use to advance his own aims through Talking Point USA. But this event today, Charlie Kirk killed by a single bullet, as far as we know, fired by an assassin, as he sat there wearing a white T-shirt emblazoned with one word across it, freedom, taking a question about gun violence in the United States, and within seconds, that gunshot to his neck, causing his fatal injuries, brings us to an extremely uncertain and I think febrile moment here in the United States. There is going to be tremendous grief, tremendous sadness, and quite a lot of anger among supporters, fans, and followers of Charlie Kirk. And Donald Trump, I think, moving there to make sure that he made the announcement of Charlie Kirk's death over Truth Social and paying tribute to Charlie Kirk. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie, because I think President Trump also understands the potency of this moment and the risk that is undoubtedly associated with it as we witness another terrible act of political violence here in the United States.
Simon, thank you very much for that.